This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Stricken by COVID-19, a feverish and fatigued U.S. President Donald Trump has been flown to a military hospital where he's been given remdesivir therapy after being injected with an experimental drug combination and treatment at the White House. In a day of whipsaw events, the president had to rip up his reelection roadmap due to the virus that has killed more than 208,000 Americans, and others in his orbit tested positive as well. The White House said that Mr. Trump's expected stay of a few days at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center was precautionary and that he would continue to work from the hospital's presidential suite, which is equipped to allow him to keep up his presidential duties. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is offering sympathy to President Trump over the president's coronavirus diagnosis while casting the moment as a reminder of the health crisis facing the United States. Shortly after the White House announced Mr. Trump would spend a few days at Reed National Military Medical Center, the Biden campaign said it would take down its negative advertising. Biden said from the battleground state of Michigan that it cannot be a partisan moment and that Americans must come together as a nation. Biden said Mr. Trump's diagnosis is a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously. President Donald Trump's former advisor, Kellyanne Conway, said late Friday that she tested positive for the virus days after attending a White House event with several others who have since come down with COVID-19. Conway tweeted Friday that she has a light cough and is feeling fine. She added that she has begun a quarantine process and consultation with physicians. She attended the Rose Garden announcement Saturday, where President Trump announced the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is the